For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You guys have done a fantastic job of making me second-guess myself about three different ways today, because I thought to myself, you know what, JP's in. Mac, I had mentioned that I'd made some carne asada, like a pork butt last night. Gotta get my guy Mac in on this. I had a whole thing. Felt bad I didn't bring it in yesterday because it wasn't ready. Brought it in today. And in a different way, you did the right thing, which is you just were like, it's great. But then Keith came in and was like, if it wasn't great, you wouldn't say that it wasn't. And you agreed. So, okay,
naturally, yeah.
Kernel of doubt.
Yeah.
Then Keith continues to just do the passive aggressive thing of, yeah, it's fine. It's great.
He's funny about it.
Yeah, and then Mac, the guy that I thought I could go to and count on.
Yeah.
In this whole endeavor.
Yeah, Mac was kind of a little indifferent there, wasn't he?
Well, Mac gave me the, sure.
Yeah.
The voice crack.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
Yeah, it wasn't a great endorsement, if I'm being honest.
All right, if we want more of Nick's meat. All right, I'm going to have to say, I'm going to need a little bit more pampering here. Just a little bit more buttering up on this one.
I thought it was excellent. It was.
Yeah, he went back for seconds.
Yeah, I told you, if I didn't like it, I would not have taken the time to go get a second taco. I would have said, I'm going to get something else to eat.
I went for three. I thought it was great.
So I actually, the chop busting was actually right on par for how we do things on this show. So it was really more the Mac lack of confidence. It was you saw, you like, we locked
now
eyes.
I did see. Hey, can I compliment you before Mac defends himself, though?
Of course. So, I could use one right now.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a different compliment than you think, though. I'm sorry. The food was great, but it was more the idea. It was more the idea that you didn't watch me eat the food.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't.
Because that could have been really awkward and really bad. It's like opening a gift in front of somebody, and then you're like, oh, no, I have to be like, oh, this is the greatest gift I've ever gotten. It could have really turned into that, and I would have had to, like, take the bite and been like, like I'm on the Food Network or something. That would not have been great. I don't know how I would have handled that. You did great. You looked away as I was eating.
I didn't look at anybody in the eye for this very exact reason, because it gives me anxiety.
That was good awareness by you.
Well, it gives me anxiety because, okay, so the food thing's one thing. The worst thing in the world is, especially with Ness and I, when I find a song that, like, it's like speaking to me, and I'm like, yeah, babe, this song, like, it kind of like lifted my spirits, and I just feel like it's really where I am in life. Mm-hmm. And she replies, yeah, good. And I'm like,
you put some Rich Homie Quan on?
I was like, put RIP. Mm-hmm. You're trending, though. But yeah.
He's got to
go.
But
you know, when, like, it's a song that I really love, and the person you love the most goes, yeah, it's a song. Or like when you're like,
well, I instinctively go, that's the first run through. You got to give it like seven run throughs.
Or when you watch them listen and you can read their face.
It's way too much pressure on
They're
people.
They're just not vibing with
it. I really thought you were going to do that. I thought you were going to stand over me and be like, all right, I'm gonna see the moment that he just eats the taco and takes it all in and then see the reaction. And it was not going to go well.
No.
And I phrased that about as good as I could. There were seven other phrases that came out in my head that I'm happy didn't come out in person.
Mac, defend yourself very quickly here.
Look, I thought it was very good. I thought it was very good. But again,
just not selling it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, I thought you used to work in sales, for God's sake.
You will not be reading commercials.
Not for long. But no, I really...
you thought just bad, Keith. Just good enough was bad.
Watch
that's
out for Keith.
No, hey guys, it's Mac Robinson here for Ted's Barbecue Emporium. It's food.
It exists.
Look, it was very good. I thought it was very tender. I thought it was very good.
Don't look me in the eye and say it's very tender.
You said very good like three times in two seconds.
You know what? I just shut off the mic. It's okay.
No.
It's okay.
He almost was saying, he was going to say what he really thought there. Oh no. Do you really not like it?
Do you have a butt here? If you've got a butt, give me a butt.
I'd say stick to movie reviews. I don't know.
just be honest. If it wasn't your deal, it's not your deal. It's okay.
Look, all I put on there was cheese and sour cream. I didn't want to put too much on there to take away from the meat. I thought it was very good, very juicy, and had a very good flavor.
Well, now he's trying to deflect because I used a lot of sauce.
Those all sounded the same.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you. See, I'm just going to take the compliment. Thank you very much. So that's been an interesting afternoon. No, I'm kidding. I'll make you guys more of my meat. Don't worry about it. We're good.
It was very good.
But it's like being rated as a lover. It was very good. Like, we were emphasizing the very just a little too much here. But you have to protect my feelings. Do you view the Dodgers series as a measuring stick for the Guardians?
Hold on. When you put it and warmed it up in the microwave, when you start there, did you really think Mac was going to be like, you're basically Michael Simon there?
The man, and no offense, the man considers making tacos to be browning ground beef. Yes.
We got a low bar there.
Like, here's the thing.
We got a low bar.
A little refined. Keith's palate, a little refined. Mac is a toddler, palatively speaking.
By the way, let people in on how much you had to brown meat earlier in the week. How much did you make?
Oh, you're talking about macaroni bologna here? Mac, was that, am I remembering this correctly, 2.5 pounds?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And just for you?
Yeah.
Okay. See? I thought, oh my God. Like,
well,
from
I'm not
going to
get on the man for meal prepping here.
You guys, like, well, listen, it's pork butt. Pork butt is a pretty simple thing. I didn't expect the world from you two.
It takes hours, though. It takes hours.
It was a crock pot, guys. What are we doing here? But, I mean, I'm going to take the compliment. Yeah. But, yeah, when the guy that's like, so I browned some ground beef and made tacos, I would have thought, like introducing a caveman to fire. Like, that's kind of what I expected from Mac of, like, yeah. I didn't know food could be this good.
Anything above Lunchable is going to be
blowing
his socks off.
I'm going to start taking more women on dates so I can get food of this quality. Like, you guys, I had lower expectations. Mac, man, eats chicken fingers and
Now we've gotten
dino
to the heart
bites.
Of it, though. Keith and I, we did the appropriate compliments and everything, and it should have been a layup. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So do you view the Dodgers series as a measuring stick? Just no segue.
We don't need one. We don't need one.
Launching right into it.
No, I think the Guardians and what they've done and what they've shown, we don't have to have measuring sticks. We don't have to watch the Dodgers series like it's the Yankees series, like we were treating that one. It's not the Twins or anything like that. And it's not that they're any worse, any better, anything in between. It's just I don't think for the rest of the year we're going to have those type of series.
Yeah, like if you win this, it's a good win. The Astros series at the end of the season. If you win that series, and there could be significant implications on seeding in the AL.
For sure there could.
But at the same point, you're to the point where just continue winning 2 out of every 3 games, no matter who it's against, and we're good.
They've shown us they can hang with any team.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the other part. Like, I don't need to validate the Guardians. Like, I get if you sweep the Dodgers, and there's going to be a hype factor that goes out the window. I think that's a national media who haven't been paying attention to the Guardians. I think the next 24 games are about trying to get a 1 or 2 seed, staying healthy.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And making sure that the offense continues to kick out the bad habits. I think if those three things happen, I think you're going to be a force to be reckoned with in October, regardless of whether you beat the Dodgers this weekend or sweep the White Sox next week or the next
series. For me, it's about getting your playoff rotation set. Mm-hmm. And then also, you got to get the 2 seed. You got to get the first round bye. I need to put so much emphasis on the first round bye because it's so new for baseball, the expanded playoffs, and then the seeding and everything that I know fans out there know about it, but I just need to put an added emphasis because it's the difference between playing in a wild card and not playing in a wild card.
Yeah.
And it's right there for the taking. It's all right there.
So it's because I've heard people use the rebuttal. Well, but you know, it's not a guarantee to get you to the ALCS. Okay. But you still would rather play less baseball on your path to the World Series.
Right. Like less games matters.
And here's the thing. If I can't trust you to win the ALDS, I probably couldn't have trusted you to win the wild card round either. Mm-hmm. So, like, the idea – and like, listen, the business implications, I'm sure the Guardians are like, well, maybe we could get that third seed and an extra.
That's awful. That's a good point, but that's awful thinking.
It's how you have to think because that – I mean, that's significant money.
We want that gate money.
Give me that extra gate money. But for me, like, I agree with you. Like, you get the one or two seed, and you get that ability to just skip around. That's when I think, if that happens, I think that allows you to dream a little bit more as you wait for playoff baseball.
Look at the Ravens last year. They get the first round bye out of it for the one seed, and then they take on the Texans. They beat the Texans. Lamar, not a good playoff performer, as we know. Then they're in the AFC title game. That's it. Like, the same thing can happen here with baseball. The byes matter.
The logic that just doesn't cut with me is, well, it doesn't guarantee you anything. Yeah, neither does making the playoffs. Like, it is, mm-hmm. like... The thing that I think that is so tough to forecast about the Guardians in the playoffs is, in baseball specifically, we're not building for one team. Like in the NL, you are building to how do I compete against the Dodgers, especially if you're out west.
Sure.
You're not doing that in the American League. Like, yeah, the Orioles have a lot of talent. Yeah, the Yankees have a lot of talent. And the Rays, up until this year, have been kind of a machine. And, oh, you've got the Astros out there and the Rangers. But there's not one team. You're building, if you're in the AL, saying, I got to beat that team.
You got to focus on your own house.
Yes. But I think that makes it trickier. I think that's how, honestly, I think that's what makes baseball different than almost anything else is. It's not even about the total amount of talent. It's about who do you face along the way.
Well, if I'm going to focus on our own house and how it would be impacted by all this, though, think about what it would do for the relievers.
Yeah.
Having the first round bye. I mean, that's what's the one flaw that everyone brings up on a national perspective about how Vogt has managed this season is the idea that the top 11 pitchers out of the bullpen this year, five of them are Guardians.
Yeah.
It's 60 plus innings for five different guys.
I do think it's interesting that this team has played since March. They've played like every game's the playoffs. I do think it's interesting test having to wait 6 days or whatever it's going to be.
And past couple years, people have made that a very valid point in bringing up the idea that you have to sit there and wait, and then it hasn't worked out well for a lot of those teams with the byes.
I'll still take the wait.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, I'll still take the wait and figure it out from there.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
What's that pick number one?
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.